Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees.
K8RUH.
Showing off that new repeater yet? W8RCY, good morning.
Good morning. What new repeater?
I don't know, but it's in that little city you live in, and your call sign's attached to it.
Did you get it up? I haven't been around. I haven't talked to Sean in a while. Did he get it up and going?
I don't know who put it up. I don't know where it is, but it's listed on the hub.
Very cool. I'll have to take a look. Maybe he just started putting it all together and listed it on the hub. I don't know. I would think if he got it up and going, I would have heard about it. But like I said, I've been under a rock, so could be up and going. That's interesting. I'll have to send him a message this morning or try to be monitoring after 7 o'clock.
Well, I was up around 2:33 o'clock, so I was putzing around on the system here and saw what activity was on the hub. And at least you're that far. May not be plugged in yet, I don't know all the details, but hey, you're on the way for this, but here's the phone. you're listed in the phone book, and that's about all I'm going to say.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you were just breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you moved through your apartment or if I'm in a bad spot, but I'm at a stoplight, so I should be moving in a second here. But that's pretty cool. How was your holiday weekend? I know we're a day plus, but we finally had some good weather on Monday, so we had a good weekend. Spent as much time as possible outside.
I was down at Indy for the Indy 500. We had a little rain at the start of the race, delayed the week start about 40-45 minutes. The race was okay. No really bad accidents. There were a few, but nothing, you know, really take out the field. And there were no injuries, obviously, because these things can hit a wall at 240 miles an hour, flip upside down, the drivers just walk away and say, on to the next car. So, that was about it. And then Monday was just R&R. Recovery, relaxation, and as of tomorrow, I'll be down at the Grand Prix, having all kinds of fun again. And then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, the weekend of the 21st, that's the next race I work, and that's one's in a six-hour event out in Watkins Glen, New York.
Very cool. Now, when you say you work, are these volunteer roles, or are they paid roles? I know at one point you said that they cover all your travel, which is very cool, but is it a volunteer situation, or are you being paid to do it?
No, most of the officiating stuff that I do is unpaid, but there's a lot of perks. Like I said, they cover my travel, my hotel, covers just about all my expenses, and I just got to show up, and then they suck the life out of my brain for 3 days because I'm the one who's got, you know, the experience to do it. And, not too many positions are paid because of budget, but, you know, you got to be the head of a department to get paid or second in command. And, you know, guys like Bo Barfield, Scott Elkins, they're the guys who get paid. I have fun. You know, I mean, I take my job seriously, and they know that, and it's okay. Like I said, I got out to Pontiac Airport. That's where the pickup point is for the officials in this area that do it, and then they fly us back. But when I go to things like the Indy 500 and the Detroit Grand Prix, I don't work those races. I only work the long endurance races in IMSA. Those races are 6 hours long or more, up to 24 hours.
Cool. Well, as long as they're covering your expenses, it's a break even, and you get to do something you enjoy doing and get to be involved in racing, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of perks to it. I mean, you eat good. A lot of camaraderie. It's a family I've developed since 1992. Racing family kind of an atmosphere. And I once worked for the IndyCar series. Younger, so on and so forth, but It's just a group of us to be up and going to strike the Fortunately, we've lost these people over the years. And it's kind of like our reunion party. We go to that and we have fun. And it's the same thing here in Detroit. People come in for Detroit. And there's people I have not seen in years. And again, that. But with me on the IMSA side now, the sports car series side, that's another family that I'm involved with. And between the two of them, yeah. The racing family is a tight-knit community.
That's great. It's so important, and people don't realize how important it is to have that, those friendships and that camaraderie that it sounds like you have in racing. So that's awesome. It's there's nothing worse than not having it, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've known Roger Penske for a long enough time where he says to me, you can call me Roger. I said, no, sir, I'll never do that. And another story I could tell you one day when we show up for breakfast was about me and Paul Newman. The late actor, Paul Newman, was an avid racer, gentleman racer, as they call him, and got to know him over the years. And same thing, you know, call me, you can call me Paul. I said, no, Mr. Newman, it's like this. You're the same age as my mother. And if I ever, she ever heard me call you by your first name, she'd grab me by my earlobe, pull me aside, and start, you know, chewing my ear off, saying, you know how I raised you, how to, you know, address people and your seniors and your elders. You call him Mr. Newman. He says, all right, you're the only guy in the pack that can call me Paul. And I said, thank you, Mr. Newman. Have a good day at the race.
That's very cool. Hey, I just got to the office. I'm going to get in, get settled in, and I'll see if I can get a few minutes to hop back on and see when those guys start chatting. I will catch up with you soon. K-E-A-R-U-H.
All right, copy that. I was just waiting to see if anybody wanted to jump in. All right, have a good day. I almost said have a good afternoon. Jeez, I've been up too long. All right, we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY, we are just firing for now.
This is KFC-EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Oh, I'm tired. I've been up since 2, so I'm really tired.
Oh, yeah? Good morning. Why you been up since 2?
Coyotes were howling up and down. Emergency vehicles were shooting up and down to Quinder last night and woke them up. And when they get woken up, they start howling and yapping. You know, whatever the heck they're doing, and it woke me up, and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't know if I've seen one in my neighborhood yet. I've seen everything else, but I don't think I've seen any yotes. They probably slink through the neighborhood once or twice, but not yet to see them.
I'm a big coyote in my neighborhood. I got it on a trail cam that I used to have up, and it was healthy and it was big.
We also have foxes back here in this field, but I can't. You know, the field is so full, but it's filled in right now. You know, Sean, if you were out at my place right now, you wouldn't even see the hospital. The hospital's gone. Detroit skyline is gone because of the thickness of the foliage right now, and I can't even see down to the ground and into the field, so yeah, I'm going to tell you. When they make noise, you definitely hear them, so. And as I mentioned to you on Saturday, I don't know if you want to say anything, but it was a year ago today, so, or a year ago on this date, we lost you-know-who.
Roger, yep.
Good old Don.
Here today?
Okay, I thought it was, well, you know what, it was Memorial Day, but fell on a different date, so. Anywho, who is that? Was that Anthony in there? Oh, man.
Sure was. I was chatting with Donald earlier this morning. I'm in the building now and using that phone app that you guys told me to use, and this thing works pretty well. You know, the one thing that I've been trying to figure out is I have a Bluetooth PTT from Anytone that I would love to figure out how to link it to my iPhone, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, you see, I got it. Yeah, so one thing sounds fantastic. So if I remember correctly, are you doing repeater phone or are you doing ground wire? I can't remember which one you're doing.
Repeater phone. And this app works fantastic. Like I said, I just would love to have a Bluetooth PTT and then be able to just go on and off with that, but it works great, and I like using it, so it makes it easy to use inside the building here.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, it works great. You know, we use a different app for Android, but I've heard that repeater phone's really nice, well done, as most iPhone apps are. But, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't have that for mine. I do use my headset with it a lot. I still have to tap the phone. The big, you know, half the screen is the push-to-talk button on the DD switch. So I do have to use that. You can either toggle where you tap it and it stays transmitting until you tap it again, or you can, you know, press the hold, you know, press the talk. So their push-to-talk button in the app is pretty configurable, small, large, press the hold or toggle. And so it's, but yeah, you know, it'd be nice if you could get a, you know, a little Bluetooth push-to-talk cooking with it. You're going to have to research that because I do not know much about iPhone, let alone that, which I don't even do that on the Android. So I do have a Bluetooth push-to-talk. I've got one that came with my, I think came with the Anytone. Not sure. So I know I can use it with the Anytone, but I don't know if you could put that in play with a phone or something. I guess the app would have to support it. Can't help you there.
Yep, that's the one that I'm trying to use, is the one that came with the Anytone, and haven't put a ton of work into it, just tried connecting it on my own and was not able to get it figured out. But that doesn't mean it won't work. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52.
Go ahead, Donald.
I was trying to get my Bluetooth connection between my Motorola radio and an app that I found. And I did everything it said in the instructions, and I went through it, and like three times, I said, why is this thing not working? Scrolled the screen, it will not work with the, it will only work with the Motorola R7, which is the replacement of my radio. And it's like, why is it connecting a Bluetooth to two-way is sometimes, I guess, not the easiest thing to do, even for Motorola. Sean?
So I've got you know, the APX, and that has Bluetooth that can use. I just use a headset. I don't use a speaker mic or anything like that, but I use it for the headset occasionally, and I could not get my preferred headset to connect to it. You know, it would see it, but it wouldn't connect. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I deleted all the other stuff, because I had other stuff that the phone, the radio, I had tried with the radio, and I deleted all those, and then it was, then it connected. So it's like there's a limit. So I don't know if you've got other things that you've tried to hook up in the radio. If that's the case, you're going to have to probably delete either, not necessarily everything, but anything that's related. I believe that was what I did to get it working. But I finally did get it working after many failed attempts. And that was, I think, by cleaning out the other headset that I had listed. So it doesn't even like you to have two in the, known devices, I guess. You know, most things will just, you can have multiple things found and, discovered, but it'll only connect to the one that's on, but my Motorola radio wouldn't. So I don't know if that's somehow related, but you can take that for what it's worth. KE4ZYQ. Go ahead, Joe. Pass it over to MC.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Sean, you're actually right, because I've had Bluetooth for a while, many years, and if you have too many programmed Bluetooth recognizable in your operating system, it'll only handle like three or four or whatever. Some of them only two, maybe, I don't know. But sometimes you got to delete one or so to see if you're over the limit. And sometimes there's different old version of Bluetooth and newer version of Bluetooth, if it's recognized or not. So I just thought I'd throw that in, and there you go. And you're right, Sean. That's what I've run into myself. I think, Anthony, go ahead. KE4ZYQ.
NABBF. Well, go ahead, Dakota. I think Anthony must have got called off. He's at work. So we got Joe, Donald, myself, Anthony. Good morning. Pass it over to Donald.
Morning, everyone. I just want to jump in rotation here. I'll throw it over to Donald. I'm juggling coffee and catching the ball at the same time. Boy, I got that one thrown to me. Anyways, good morning, Dakota. Yeah, I don't remember what I was trying to connect. I think I was trying to connect something between my phone and my Motorola. And I know there's an RSM wireless mic I can get for my 7550E. And that will connect also with my 5550E radios from Motorola. But this was just something weird that I saw in an app. As it connects your phone to your radio, okay. And like I said, the only reason why I found out at the end that it didn't work after several tries was in the fine print at the bottom, it was only going to work for the new R7HT that replaced my current radio when this one was discontinued. So that's what happened there. And yeah, I have a better understanding. And you're absolutely right, too, about having multiple things in your device, whether it's a radio or a phone or your pieces or whatever. You gotta sometimes clean all that stuff out. So I appreciate the help with that. Go ahead, Sean. Then over to Joe, Coda, I guess. I guess that's how it works now.
Okie doke. Well, another mystery of the universe solved by the morning crew. There you go. Anthony, if you're back, go ahead and make one. Dakota has joined us. Other than that, as we plug along here on our morning drive, Anthony, and if you're not back, Joe, go ahead.
I am back. As we were complimenting this app, it crashed on me three times in a row. So, I guess there's still a little bit of work to be done, but it works pretty well. I can't remember who you said was next. I'll throw it over to them.
Hit it with a hammer. One last time. I don't want to interrupt you guys' normal cue, so But the Bluetooth also, which you guys probably know already, but I'll say it anyhow, if some people think it's supposed to pop up automatically, you might have to put it in discovery mode. And as long as you're not overloaded with too many Bluetooth programmed options in your settings, sometimes you got to turn on discover device, and then it'll pick up whatever Bluetooth things you're using in the area to program in. You guys have a good day. Thanks for letting me jump in briefly. Just want to give a little help, if any, if it's any help whatsoever. Have a great day. 7-3 from KU4ZUIQ, I think it was over to Dakota.
All right, y'all, have a good day. I've got smoke with a huge rock, and I don't know how much of that shit's cracked. How I can make it more convenient if I'm doing something, but there isn't really, I would still need a PCP, so I still have to hold and push something. Unless I did Vox, but the whole purpose of me wanting to be hands-free and have earbuds or AirPods sort of, so I can hear and then allow the kids to pick up on the Vox, but yeah, I was brainstorming that too, but Bluetooth is going to be, especially with radio.
I hear a breaking station. I'm still a little scratchy. You want to try one more time?
Yeah, I'm still in Pontiac. Closer though. I just wanted to ask him what the talker fits for this. Switch it to 442-500. That one's not currently online. Phil's got that one at his house, so he may not be able to work that one today. Oh, the new Warren that we talked about yesterday. Okay. Was Phil's machine, 442.500, which would work pretty well for you, except for he's got it on the bench at his house, and it's got pretty low profile until he gets it deployed. I think he's going to try to deploy that today if the parts came in. I'm not sure. But, yeah, as far as the talk group on the P25 machine, just talk group 1. Any talk group will work, but they don't route anywhere. Talk group 1. Pretty much is the local, and that's what we run. Local on that one involves like 5 machines because they're all connected up through the through a comparator at the central site, so they're all local to one another, you know, so to speak. Electrically, they're local.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I think maybe it was that Warren when it's listed on the P25 network. On Pi-Star, but okay, I'll use 1. I can add a talk group to the SCP programming. Let's see. Get it to Dakota. Thank you. That's the 2.
I vaguely remember hearing you and Phil talk about that. Now I got it. My bad. Hopefully that's back up. But yeah. Yeah, Ray, I got you that time. You were a little scratchy, but you were coming in better. I don't know who has it next. I think it might be Donald, maybe Anthony.
Yeah, KPP. I currently don't have anything to add, so I hear my good friend Wally on there, so I will let him jump in and join the breakers here, W8RCY. Go ahead, Wally. Good morning.
Morning, everyone. This is one of those days when I realize that there's 2 7s on the clock. So I got to head in for a doctor's appointment down on Moron. So that's my trouble for today. So I heard you guys in there, thought I'd say good morning. So kind of excited about the P25, although I don't have one with me right now. But I had to get out of the house in a hurry. So, but I will. I think my new radio in this car is going to be an XLP. So who had it after RCY on? I'm not sure. NAKPV.
I'll pick it up. You're not going to find a P25 repeater on Pi-Star. Go ahead, Sean.
Nor should we ever.
Yeah, I get it. I was just trying to figure out which talk group it was. That's all. Yeah, I know it's not linked up, and that's good. There's another good one out here, Pontiac, that's a standalone as well. Not linked to any repeaters or internet, which has pretty awesome coverage.
All right, you say that's jump in rotation, but just wanted to make sure that you didn't try it, because you said you were going to try it on Pi-Star, so thought it would pass along. KBSWR.
Let me see if I've got it here. Morning, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff's correct. There's no hotspot connectivity to ours, and they're not standalone. There's like five repeaters all linked up: Grand Rapids, Bay City, you know, the Detroit, Warren. They're all linked up, but they're all connected together. So, you know, they operate as one repeater, basically. And did I hear you correct? Did you say there's a P25 repeater in the Pontiac area? Did I hear that correct?
No, I'm sorry. No, it's PMR.
Coffee from the Starbucks here. Okay, I was just a little confused there. All right, who haven't we heard from in a while? Anthony, I've been meaning to get with you. I don't know if you're still in here, but I got that repeater all tuned up and on the bench, and for some reason it was only putting out 6 watts. So that was needs my attention.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Hopefully you can get it putting out more than 6 watts. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but yeah, hopefully you can get it figured out. I'm pretty excited to see that go into action down in my hood. So it'll be mutually beneficial to you and I, so that'll be awesome.
Sean, is his audio too loud? Is that why he's cutting out?
His audio's loud. I don't have him cutting out at all. I'm on UMP. He's not cutting out to me, but the audio is loud. He's on a app. So, Anthony, you might want to knock that down a little bit. But there's no cutting out. It's just nice and clear here.
I'm on James. That was dropping out here, so okay, no biggie.
Hey, I just pulled it down. Let me know if this is a little bit better. Maybe I'm not as loud.
Yeah, it's not cutting out here, so that's a lot better.
Is it hot though? Like, am I coming in too loud?
No, sounds good. Sounds good.
Awesome, thanks. Yeah, Sean, hopefully we can get that repeater figured out soon. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's site work to be done, though. That's the thing that is a big wild card on that one. I either got to do... I mean, there's no connectivity at either site that I know of, and you know, the one I really want to do is a monopole, over there on Kirby. But finding somebody that can do that work is going to be very tough.
With that ammo, keep it SWRM at work.
Okay, Jeff, see ya. You know, I get the impression this one went all cattywampus. There were too many cooks in the kitchen this morning. I'm not terribly far from my destination, though. I should get it under control.
Dakota, are you still out there?
You're asking if KE4ZYQ is still here?
Nope, just looking for Dakota, but it sounds like he's not out there. Go ahead.
I signed earlier, but I thought you said Joe. Maybe you said Dakota, but it sure sounded like Joe. Okay, of course you like you're clear. Have a good day.
I'm here. My bad. I had a call come in.
No problem. Just trying to get the rotation back going if it's if anybody was left, and I think you were next.
Who's still out here?
I'm still here, Casey. That's you.
Did everyone make it to work already?
Sean just said he was a few minutes out from his office, so I don't know if he may be out of the car by now.
W8RCY is going to be signing off because I'm going to go get my coffee going here and stuff. But everybody just have a great day. I'll catch up with everybody somewhere down the road. W8RCY, we're checking out.
He was still driving an 8KPP.
Just sitting in my truck at the parking lot, procrastinating going in, so I can clear here any second. Yeah. Busy morning, man. We got a lot of people on.
Yeah, if I had to guess, there was something like 10 people that were in and out.
I always listen in the morning, never talk much because I'm usually still at home. But, kind of a thing.
Hey guys, I'm going to cut out. I'll be monitoring for a few minutes. This is KE8RUH, and we will catch up either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Everybody have a good day.
All right, guys, I'm going to
good morning, gentlemen. This is KF8EDQ. I'm clear and monitoring.
And I'll talk to you later. NATBF, I'll be clear.
I think I doubled up on somebody there. I was just saying good morning and just chiming in. This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Hey, Sean, still there?
I just parked, so this is it. One transmission and out.
Simple question. Do you have software work or do you have to go out for it?
No, it worked. I don't know if you heard me telling Anthony or not. It's all good to go except... I've only got 6 watts out of the stupid thing, so I got to figure out what that's all about. It's tuned up about 10 megahertz down from where it was, but that's not usually enough to on a radio like that to dictate that kind of power loss. So I don't know. I got to look into it. All right, I'm here at work. I got to get inside. W8FU.
All right, everyone. Have a good day. And
is the KFA station still there? I'm trying to catch your whole call sign. Are you the one that's new up there in Saginaw. See if you'd answer this, Chief.
Yeah, copy that. I was just trying to throw a lick in there, but there was a bit of traffic. But my name's Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. I've been ham for maybe a little over a week or whatever, just trying to get familiar with whoever's on the repeater, and just trying to say good morning just today.
Yeah, good morning. I think everybody else pretty much cleared out, but I've got another 10 or 15 minutes here before I get to my destination.
Yeah, copy that. I only have a few minutes to talk. I've been listening to everybody chat for maybe 5 or 10 minutes or so, but I was trying to find my way in so I could just throw my call sign out there. But how are you doing today? You're on your way to work or something? Did you drink all your coffee yet this morning?
Yeah, just on the way to work. I should have grabbed some, but I'm running a little bit behind schedule. All this traffic from construction in different places. I had a delay by my house because there's some kind of a gas main that is being installed and it's running underneath the road. But yeah, yesterday I was working in Flint, and today I'm going to be in Centerline. I'm down there one day a week, so that's where I'm heading. I'm on Woodward right now, turning onto 11 Mile. This seems to be the best route to avoid all the traffic so far.
Yeah, copy that. I'm not jealous of having to deal with traffic, that's for sure. I'm blessed enough where I get to work from home. So my commute is extremely short, so I'm just hanging out in my backyard with letting my dogs run around and, finishing my coffee here.
Sounds good. Yeah, my job is pretty much on the road most of the day, running around, so I can't really do my job from home.
Yeah, copy that. Everybody has their own role, I suppose. I work on, I'm a computer coder by trade, so I'm like a technical generalist or, something like that and of sorts. And I work on a variety of different workflows at a car manufacturing company. And in between doing that, I go take my dogs for walks, and I love to go on camping trips. Well, that's a little bit about myself. Is there anything you can tell me? Do you have any special hobbies or pets or anything? I'm especially into dogs.
Pretty much just amateur radio, GMRS. The latest thing I got into is the LoRa devices, so that's pretty neat. Made a contact with someone on an airplane yesterday. They were flying over about 24 miles away from me, and they were excited to make my contact. And then when we contacted it messed with four other devices, and one was way out in Grand Rapids, and I'm in Waterford, so that was pretty cool to make that contact. That's pretty much it. And then my job is repairing and building custom mobility equipment for disabled people. So that's a pretty rewarding job there. Casey, that's it.
Yeah, copy that. This is KFA-EDQ for radio identification purposes. I've got questions about the LoRa stuff because I just ordered a Pi Zero. So I have a LoRa I'm going to have a LoRa repeater here in a couple of weeks. I ordered it. And I also ordered a LoRa messaging device. So I don't know really anything about how that mesh technology works. The only thing I know about is I think it works off the 915 megahertz bands, and I'm excited to learn more about it. I have a Raspberry Pi repeater coming, and then a messaging device that I found on Etsy.
Yeah, I looked into maybe getting one of the radio hats for the Pi, because I've seen them up to 1 watt. But mine are all pretty much just standalone. It depends on your location as far as if you're going to run it in repeater mode. I would put it on the air first as client mode and see if you receive anything. And if you are, if you get a lot of signals, then keep it on client. If you're not getting anything, then you can put it on repeater, because repeater mode tends to do some weird stuff when you're already getting a lot of signals. So that might be something you want to play around with first, and you know, see how you want to run it before you just throw it up as repeater mode.
Yeah, I copy that. I'll be playing with it for sure. I'll have to read more about it. That mesh, I forget what Meshtastic, I think is what it's called. But yeah, I'm really curious about that and see who else I can find on there. But I'm having a blast with this radio thing. Like I said, I'm still pretty new to it, so I'm still learning about it, and my DMR programming cable's coming in today, so I'm going to be playing with my DMR later tonight.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of work programming these newer radios. Yeah, as far as the mesh goes, everything's automatically meshed together. There's a public... I guess you call it a talk group, something like that. And that one's always on. And then you can add private ones if you want, up to 6 or 7 of those on top of that. So with the public one, it stays on everybody's device, so everybody's device is automatically linked together through that. And you'll catch messages if anybody's in range on the public one, and then, you know, of course, however you set up your private groups. So I'm close to an airport at my house, so I pick up a lot of people that have their devices on the aircraft. And the guy was pretty happy. He threw out a ping twice. I guess he didn't receive my response the first time, but the second time he said yes. So he was pretty excited. And then I looked at my map, and because I saw a bunch of new devices popping up, and I looked at the map, and one of them was out in Grand Rapids, so somehow his signal on the airplane being up so high meshed to four different devices, so they're all pinging through him and then down to me. So that was pretty interesting how it works. That's the first time I've actually seen it work, because I'm in an area where I don't have a lot of people that have those devices, so I finally got to see it in action, how it meshes everybody together.
Yeah, copy that. That is super, super neat. So yeah, and I'm even more looking forward to getting my hands on that tech. So yeah, very cool. All right, I have to I gotta get inside and log into work here. So I'll tell you to have a fantastic day and take care. And I hope to talk to you again. It's been a pleasure. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Mike, yeah, I'm usually on in the mornings too, but most of the time just listening, because like you said, it's kind of hard to jump in when everybody's on there, but they'll let you in. All right, yeah, I got about 5 more minutes anyway. Have a good day as well. Casey, it is a good day.
Okay. Mark, I only got a minute here. I'm at work, but how you been? W8FU.
Hey, Sean. Busy in the one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest lately at work, but always good. How you been?
All real good, just plugging away, you know, counting the days. But, I think I heard you a few weeks back, very briefly, but I couldn't get to the radio. So I didn't want to miss you this time. What are you, commuting, or what's up?
Yeah, they get us in office every Wednesday. Normally I'm driving with a coworker of mine, so I leave the radio off, but... doing a favor for a friend this evening, so just little old me in the cab today. But no, just taking it easy. Driving into work.
Still got to run down to Dearborn, I guess, eh?
Yeah, they got me on Wagner Place now, which is basically Monroe and Michigan Avenue. So, not too bad of a drive. It takes me about 45 minutes to get down there. It's a little stupid right now with the 696 mess, but, I'll get there when I get there. You know, for what they pay me, I'm not complaining. I'm just going to put it that way, Sean.
That's right. That's the way you got to look at it. As long as I get my paycheck, where do you want me to go? So, all right, real good. I just wanted to chime in there and say hello. And I got to get to work here, though. I'm sitting in the office on my Cisco phone connected up, not even on a radio.
Totally get it. Good hearing from you, man. I got to figure out doing breakfast or something or an evening at Paul's or something one of these days. But we'll figure it out. Have a wonderful day. Don't work too hard there, Sean. 73 W8FU from AC8LT.
Well, remember, Saturday mornings, always doing the breakfast there at 12 in the Quinter. So, pretty much there every time. So if you're up on a Saturday morning, get together about 8:15-ish. So if you have Saturday mornings around 8:15 for an hour or so, stop on by. And, I'd love to if you ever plan on going down to Paul's for a bit. I could meet you there. Not a problem. All right, catch you later. AC8LT from W8FU.
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly cloudy, 55 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly sunny, 56 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly sunny, 60 degrees.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Sean. What's up?
I just got a phone call from you. I've got your cell forwarded to mine, and the NCC just called. They wanted to tell you that somebody's complaining about the tower lights at White Lake.
I don't know if I can fit that in today or not.
Yeah, that was it was Will. Anyhow, he said he hadn't heard you had retired. So I said, yeah, we put him out to pasture. So anyhow, I thought it was kind of funny because that call was messed up on many levels.
Yeah. How's your day going today?
Kind of crazy. Got a bunch of stuff. I got nobody here. Everybody's out on the road. Had one call in. I got everybody out doing stuff. Got pre-sales engineering here on that microwave loop project, and I got to get over to the down the road there, and got several things to do there. So just busy. Oh, and they're launching all new badges. I don't know if we told you about that yesterday when you were visiting, but now we get to carry another one. Yay.
Yeah, you guys told me about that. I can't tell if this thing is on or off. Sounds kind of dead. Oh, that's better. Now it sounds like it's working. So, I didn't hear anything. All right. Still figuring this thing out. Don't use it enough. Well, I'll let you go, unless you had something else to talk about. Have a good day. KEABES.
Nope, just heard you in there. Thought I'd hit you up with that, especially since I just hung up with that one call. I got a chuckle out of it. And I've forwarded your work phone to mine, your number to mine, and it's the first call I got. So most people got the message, I think. So, all right, enjoy. Catch you later. Back to it. W8FU. I am, but whoever it is noisy, real noisy. I didn't even hear the first one, and I could just hear you were calling me the second time. No, I caught AB. It may be AB8. Is it Phil? If it is, I'm texting you right now. I got a text from you, and I'm texting you back if it's Phil. But I can't quite make you out here. W8FU.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why. I'm at 16 Mile in Rochester, basically, on my handheld high power. Am I getting in?
You are now.
All right, I walked outside, I thought it would get through there. Yeah, okay, I was just asking if you got my text, okay.
Yeah, I got something going on with the receiver. I think it's not working as good as it should, and I just haven't had time to deal with it, so. You know, having all the repeaters connected has helped, mitigate that somewhat. So it's allowed me to sit on my hands with it. Today is not a great day. I mean, I could talk to you briefly, and I can tell you the two, that I would recommend. But But we'd have to keep it pretty short. I got a lot going on.
All right. Yeah, I'll call you in a couple minutes.
All right, no problem. WNFU.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees.
This is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa Mobile calling PQ.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 61 degrees.
This is KF8EDQ paging, I think it's WD8KLL, Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima. Do you count?
This is WD8KLL, go ahead.
Yeah, copy that, Greg. How am I coming in? Am I coming in pretty clear?
Yeah, roger that. Really clear, Mike. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Let me check the 2 meter. I'm kind of paranoid because I had a radio come in and it would receive and transmit well on 70 centimeter, but it would not receive on the 2 meter. So let me check the 2 meter next.
Okay, WD8KLL clear.
W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 65 degrees.
N-H-A-B-B.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL.
Well, hello, Grace. How are you doing today?
Oh, good, Jack. You're sounding good today. Yeah, I tried your on the MI5 network and have a little trouble connecting there.
Oh, I see. I really don't know if how that works, but I do have the MI5 here on the radio. But I guess you can. I don't know. Did you ever try it again, or did you did not try again?
No, I tried a couple times, and one guy came back, and he was cutting in and out. So I must have been getting through, but you weren't hearing me either, so I'm not sure what was going on.
I see. Is it sunshine by you out that way by chance?
Yeah, it's clouding up here. No sun to speak of. It's pretty cloudy, actually. What about you?
Oh, there's no sunshine here either. It's getting a little bit of gloomy here. That's what it is. And it started, sprinkling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm ready for some warm weather. Need to get hot out there. And then we'll be complaining that it's too hot and you got to sit in the air.
Are you on the
Azu
now, or are you on a different radio?
I'm on the Azu.
right now.
That sounds good. And that's what that hotspot is for, or how do you do that?
No, this is just the FM side, but the hotspot I use to cross mode to get to DMR for the MI5 network. But I haven't had good luck. I can talk Kansas City wide and all the other cross modes, but for some reason the MI5's not working.
I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't even know if maybe somebody out there in the future is probably going to tell you how it's going to work. I don't know anything about it, but it could be somebody out there if you try it yourself. I'll tell you, it could be a different way.
Yeah, what radio are you on right now? Okay, yeah, you're making it, but there's a lot of popcorn behind you there. So I don't know if it's just your distance from the repeater you're on or not.
I don't think so, but it could be because there's a lot of trees, you know, around, so, but it's in a clear spot. Sometimes it happens like that.
Are you going through the FBI repeater?
I'm going through the FBI warrant repeater.
Okay. Yeah, you sound pretty good now. I was a little bit there. It was a little bit scratchy, but you cleared up now. I spoke too soon. Yeah, you got real scratchy there, Jack. All right, we'll talk to you later. KF8DRC, WD8KLO, we'll be clear.
This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees.
W8FU.
KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
How's it going, Mike? KF8, I said that to you.
Pretty good, my friend. I didn't catch your call sign because my dogs are barking, but I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
KF8, I said that to you. Good, just on my way home now. From heading into the Waterford. Trying to fight this traffic. People are driving like it's snowing. It's just raining, but they act like it's snowing. They're going 60 miles an hour here.
Yeah, I copy that. Luckily, I don't have to fight any traffic. I'll just get to listen to the guys that do. I'm not jealous, my friend. I'm a little bit Waterford. I have to think where that is.
I just got home from walking my dog, and now they're barking at, I don't know, another dog down the street, I suppose.
Yeah, they want to talk to you. It's just a little bit west of Pontiac.
Okay, copy that. I'm a little bit more familiar with, like, Metro Detroit area, like, Dearborn and Livonia and Westland and those kind of areas. But you're in Waterford, you're driving home from work, and traffic is terrible, they're driving too slow. You got any plans for tonight?
No, I'm pretty much wore out by the time I get home. Just sit there for a little bit and grab something to eat and watch some YouTube.
Yeah, copy that. I don't get enough physical exercise. That's why I do the walks every day. But my job usually leaves my brain quite spongy at the end of the day. It's very mush, and there's not a whole lot that I want to think about at the end of the day. I definitely don't want to read, because I have to read and write all day. So I like to take breaks, and I've been getting into this radio. So I got a new radio. That's why I'm talking so much on it today.
Yeah, which one are you on?
Yeah, one of the other stations out there turned me on to the Baofeng UV5RM. And it's the plus edition. I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know. But it's the 5RM, and it's got a little bit more juice, and I like the screen on it. It looks pretty good. I just have the stock antenna on it at the moment, but it seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, those are nice. That's just the upgraded version of the basic UV5R. Although I think the plus means it might have a bigger battery, and I think it does need more.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds about right. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with this radio so far. I've got several stations. There's like four different repeaters I like to listen to, so I'm trying to move around and throw my call sign out on all four.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I wouldn't have even known you were on the phone line if you didn't say you were. The audio is pretty good.
Well, that's the desired effect, my friend. I'm glad that it works as it did, and I'm one happy customer, I suppose. I'm supposed to be getting a cable for my GMR today, but we'll see if that comes in. Then I'll have another radio to play with. But yeah, I'm really happy with this 5RM. It seems to have enough power, and it's got all my stations in there. So, all right, my friend, I'll let you drive safely, and hopefully it clears up for you, and I wish you a good evening. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you real quick, which radio do you have for GMR there?
I'm a little embarrassed of my choice at the moment. I bought a, I can't remember the name that's on it, but it's essentially, it's a Redibus HD2, and it seemed like a cool radio until I ordered it, I got it, I started working on my code plug for it, and I'm not real happy with the CPU. I find it not very intuitive, so, yeah, I'm not real pleased with it at the moment, but we'll see how it performs once I get it programmed.
I couldn't pick up on that last transmission. It was coming in really rough, so if you don't mind repeating, that'd be good. Thanks. Okay, I copy that. I heard you that time. Yeah, I've got a couple other Redivis radios, and I've got a couple of Redivis GMRS radios, and they sound good. Apparently, you know, I think that they transmit well and all that. So that's why I had high hopes for the HD2. So I don't know. It doesn't perform well. There's a GMR repeater just a few miles from the house. So I'm happy. I'm really chomping at the bit to see how it's gonna go. That maybe we'll catch you in the morning or later tonight or whatever, but take care, drive safely. I'll be clear and monitoring. This is KEDQ. Yeah, copy that, Mike. I heard at least one person on their way home tonight. This is this is KFAEDQ.
Good afternoon, Donald, and KFAEDQ. I think it's EDQ, ZDQ. Correct me if I'm wrong. I talked to you briefly the other day, from my understanding, you're in Newham.
Yeah, copy that. I've got your call sign and first name written down. Yeah, this is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, and I'm just listening in to people's ride home.
So I'm one of the last ones out here then, eh?
Anthony was going home at 2:45. I almost jumped on him for sneaking out early, but I was on the phone trying to correct some issues and some stuff that happened today. And looks like I'm going to be free this weekend. I will not be attending the Detroit Grand Prix.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds like not good news. I think you were saying that you were looking forward to doing the Grand Prix. So I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't have a bad day. I was slowly working on decommissioning some old versions of software, aka getting rid of tech debt, as we call it. So I had a pretty productive day of that, and I got my walks in today, so now I'm just listening to the radio and chit-chatting.
Take it, Dakota.
I'm sorry to hear that, Donald. I know you're looking forward to it. I was trying to sneak into the Grand Prix as well, where the official sponsor or partner, I can't remember what it's called, actually, but I'm not going either, and one of the guys at work, his girlfriend won the hot lap in the pace car, so she'll be down there tomorrow. I don't know if it's tomorrow, so I'm assuming that's for qual. I don't know. I don't know how all that works, but I wanted to go, but I will not be attending either. And so you said you got a Waxen or a Ocean or whatever the hell they're called. Which model did you end up with? Cafe EDQ, that was to you. Sorry.
Oh, copy. I heard what you said, but I guess I didn't understand the question. Can you repeat that?
It sounded like you said you got a new radio today.
Yeah, copy that. I did get a new radio today. I'm on the UV5RM at the moment.
Well, you sound great. If I'm not mistaken, that's an HT. Where are you located and which repeater are you on? Because you sound good.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just trying to fit in with you guys. I'm in Saginaw Township. I am less than probably 8 miles away from the James Township repeater. So, I'm just listening in, and I took me a while to find this repeater because it wasn't on repeater book initially, and I had to find out about it from the Central Michigan Emergency Network site.
Go ahead, Donald.
Dakota, who's getting the hot lap ride tomorrow? Who is it that's getting it?
A guy I work with, his girlfriend did the, I forgot what it was. It was like, comment, and follow or something on Facebook, and she got drawn to do it.
Well, all I can say is this. If her driver happens to have the first name of Gail, she's in for the ride of her life, because I've had a couple of, oh crap, I'm going to die moments with Gail. And Gail and I go way back, and unfortunately I won't be there. I got to get a hold of Gail somehow tonight and tell her I'm not going to be there. But Gail is one of the members of the safety team, and she drives the doctors to the accident scene in a Honda Passport or something like that, whatever. It's a full-size SUV, and Gail's a well-skilled driver. I mean, I made a joke with her once about something, that when I die, you're driving my hearse to the gravesite, because I want to have the ride of my life when I go. If she has Gail, I mean, there's going to be several drivers out there, but if she has a crazy blonde-haired lady by the name of Gail, yeah, she's in for the ride of her life. All right, well, I will let you go and let you guys continue the conversation. I got to make some more phone calls, so I'll try to catch you guys in the morning if I'm awake. W8RCY, we're clear.
I will let her know to keep an eye out for Gail. I know that they'll be in the orange ZL1, so that's as much information as I've seen so far. But all right, Donald, we'll catch you in the morning. Have a good night. And Cafe EDQ, I got to catch your name. I'm pretty sure you told me, and I apologize if I forgot.
Yeah, no problem. Is there another station named Dakota out there? My name is Mike. I'm from Saginaw Township.
All right, I'll remember that now. And you're talking to Dakota. This is NADDF.
All right, I've got November 8, Delta, Bravo, Sierra. Is that correct?
Negative. It's November 8, Delta, Bravo, Foxtrot.
All right, I've got you written down. Working on my contact list. I'm working off of, right now I'm working off like an old sheet. I've got call signs, probably 200 call signs written all over this thing, and I'm trying to keep them all straight. It's nice to meet you, Dakota. So are you also driving on your way home at the moment, or are you already home? You got anything going on?
Yep, I'm en route trying to get home. I commute about 40 minutes, so depending on traffic, it could be a little bit more. And I don't know if you've heard of QRZ or QRZ.com, but that's another good way to log contacts because it'll link you. You can link to the call sign page, essentially, and it tells you their name and everything. So don't know if you've seen that yet, but that might be worth taking a look at.
Yeah, copy that. Somebody else told me about it, and so I created a profile on there, but I was playing around with the different log-looking abilities that they have there, and I was just kind of, I didn't find it super intuitive, but I'll take another look at it and see how it works, because, people have been telling me to use that instead, but I've got Excel sheets with people's call signs and names and locations so I can print it out, and I'm trying to keep it all on a piece of paper where I can carry it around with me.
Yeah, whatever works for you. I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I kind of agree it's more geared towards HF, because HF is usually a shorter, sweeter contact. But if you, whatever works. I don't log any of my UHF, VHF contacts on QRZ either. I believe we got Captain Don out there. Go ahead.
Hello, Dakota, and hello, Dave, I heard, but don't remember. the QRZ is, it's neat for looking up people, just so you can see, because, like, my profile, has a bunch of pictures and videos talking to the astronauts and whatnot. I tried to make a piece of paper to remember everybody in the beginning, and it started getting so long, I stopped doing it, and then just the people that you talk to more, you just kind of get to match them up with their call sign. So, go ahead. I didn't even catch your name or your call sign, but go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. My name is Mike. I'm from Saginaw. I'm still so new to the radio thing. I feel like I'm still tuning my ear to the radio so I can understand everybody, more clearly. But, I started out on GMRS, and so I have a sheet with GMRS people. I've got another sheet with ham people on it. And it's difficult. It is difficult to keep them straight this way. I'll have to figure out another way. But, It's nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. I guess I'll pass it over to Dakota. This is KF8EDQ, Mike.
I figured you had some prior experience because you sound good, and then you started saying a W call earlier when I asked for your call back, so I had a feeling you had been over or still hang out on the GMRS side. But no, you sound good, you're doing good, especially being for that distance away from the repeater. I don't know if you've gotten to the mobile stage yet or the antenna stage yet or if you're just using the rubber duck, but it sounds really good. So your procedure is very appreciated as well. You got everything down. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'll second that. Yeah, I started out on GMRS too, and started writing everybody down, and then it turned out that there was probably about six, I'm guessing, but six that talked all the time, and then after about a month or two, even on both, I never did get the GMRS call sign. I just remember the number, basically, and then good thing with the ham call signs is remembering the last three, like my TPC. You'll get it. It's just, Once you do it longer and longer and longer, you'll just, somebody new will pop in and like now, I know you're Mike, and I'm trying to match it up with the ending in Q. So there we go. Back to you, Mike.
How do you remember my call, Don?
Oh, geez, that was easy. WHFQ.
Yeah, hi Sean, how you doing?
Yeah, it was, there's maybe 10 people that I talked to on GMRS, and so I kind of have their call signs memorized a little bit, but I'm still so new at the ham, and I'm still meeting so many people. I took part, I like to do the nets on, there's, in Saginaw, there's a main 2-meter repeater, and they do nets twice a week on there, so I like to call in and try and get some names and check in, you know, check in on people every once in a while to find out what their hobbies and interests are, and so, you know, we've got subjects to talk about. Go ahead, W8SU.
How you doing, John? I haven't talked to you in a while. I ain't been on the radio. This woman keeps me busy, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I've been kind of following your Facebook, but your audio's a little light, but otherwise, no problem. But now, I hadn't heard you in a while. That's why I decided to jump in here. You gave me the clue, you know, the clue to do it. But I didn't walk in the door all that long ago, and we just got our prescription med plan boogered up by our provider, and it's still excellent, but they're cutting down the ways in which we can get our prescriptions now. So I got to get back to this. I'm logging into their website now, trying to figure out what the new rules are. It drives you up the wall. So I'll be listening. Hope everybody's doing okay. Don't be a stranger there, Don. W8FU.
Yeah, real quick before you go, I think you might have said you're a hat. Wait till you retire, man. I just got this Visa debit card in the mail, and it says I can use it for qualified medical expenses, but they didn't send me anything telling me what this thing is even about. So, yeah, HRA benefit is there. So, there you go. And you retire, it's all going to change, so don't get into it too much. good talk to you. I'll catch you later. Yeah, you.
I forgot I gotta flip over from Warren's dinner. I said you're a little light, what are you on?
Wow, I should be light. I'm 25 watts on my mobile. Maybe I had to start my truck. Did it change? Did the voltage jumping up now?
Alright, if you're on your mobile, check your antenna before you keep transmitting, because something's not right then. Check, check. Come in. Check, check, comment.
I'll just give you a heads up here. I'm not a licensed ham. I'm studying as we speak. Just trying to see if this radio is even working from where I'm at. I'm up in Chesterfield, and it looks like I'm trying to hit the Mount Clemens repeater from Bale Bang UV5R.
He's not a licensed ham. You can't talk to him.
Yep, just wanted to make sure this actually works from where I'm at before I start working on an antenna and everything else at this point. Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Get off the radio, you knucklehead.
All right, so...
Don, are you back?
Is this any better? Because I checked all my connections and everything seems okay.
I don't know. Sean's got a better ear than I do. Sean, what say you? Oh, I'm still just shaking my head, wondering what's wrong with people. But I don't know. He's just a little noisy. You're a little light.
Okay, I'm guessing this is probably better. Now, maybe not, though, man. It gets down to 11.5 volts on my screen when I tee up. But I got a hardwire this thing. It's still a cigarette lighter plug, and it was almost out. So is it any better right now?
I believe so. I believe so. But I'm going to pass it back over to you guys. I think I heard Dave and Dakota. But I got to get back to this prescription stuff. I'm trying to navigate some prescription changes. It sounds a little better to me. W8FU.
K-A-T-M-R.
Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to let you know, you may be the last one driving home, but at least you're not still at work.
Yeah, I can't complain about long shifts when I'm talking to you. You've got WACPT out here, KFAEDQ out here, Mike. Dave might be lurking. So you're at work then?
Yeah, we just got back. I just turned the handheld on and heard some chatter, figured I'd jump in.
Well, you sound good. I don't know if you're on the node or if you're on a repeater, but either way, you sound good. Mike, we haven't heard from you in a second. I apologize. We kind of got carried away there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. That's all right. I don't mind listening, though. You guys seem to know each other, and I listen, I hear you, and then I have all kinds of questions, like what do you do for work that you work long hours, and where are you transmitting from? And these are all things that you guys already know, but I don't want to bother you too much with dragging you down with the details.
NADVF. I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody, but that's, in my opinion, that's what radio's for, is talking. So, you're new around here, you're a new ham, so you got every right to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with that, at least in my opinion. Others may have different opinions, but, fire away. I don't know who's got it next in the rotation. I think it's Captain Don. So go ahead and pass it to Phil.
All right, yeah, I think that was nice. Howdy, Phil. I haven't heard from you in a while, but I ain't been on here in a while either, so just busy, and I can sit and turn on the radio. I mean, when you got passengers too, sometimes it's just better to keep it turned down. Good to hear from you, too, and, I don't have any comments. I'll just keep getting a little sleep in here. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I think the last time I've heard you might have been on the GMRS side. I'm a newer ham myself, and I'm at work right now for Mike. I believe you're asking what I do. I'm a firefighter, so... Work 24-hour shifts. I'm on today, so basically stuck here. That's about it. Just had a second. Figured I'd jump on the radio and say hi. Heard some chatter and see what was going on. That's about it. Over to you, Mike, I believe it was.
Yep, copy that. It's Mike from Saginaw. It's KFAEDQ, just in case anybody hasn't heard it yet. Can I get Phil's call sign one more time, the firefighter?
Yeah, it's K8TMR.
Copy that. I've got Kilo 8, Tango, Michael, Romeo.
That's correct.
Copy that. Well, thank you for being a firefighter, Phil. It's nice to meet you. And I guess I will tell you what I do for fun, or I do for a living. I'm an IT professional, I guess I will say. I I work for a major automotive manufacturer here in Michigan. I work from home. I do coding and maintenance on a private computing platform.
All right, I feel like we've talked before then. Maybe not too recently, but a couple months ago. Does that sound... When did you become a ham?
I got my ham ticket maybe a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, so it probably wasn't that long ago. But, yeah, I threw my call sign out a while ago, but I leaned more into the GMRS for a little while because I was more familiar and there was more traffic on there. And then once I started to get to know all the GMRS guys, now I'm starting to branch out into ham. And so now I've got your call sign written down. I've got Donald, Dakota's, Mike, and I even met somebody from Southfield. And in particular, there's somebody from Holly who is a relatively new ham that was doing a radio tutorial on YouTube, and he asked for a radio call or a radio check or whatever while he was doing a YouTube video. And, you know, so I guess I'm on YouTube now. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Dakota if he's still on.
All right, maybe it wasn't you then, because I swear a few months ago I talked to a guy who was like a 1099 contractor for an automotive supplier. I feel like it was a form. I can't remember if it was Kia or, I don't know, Kia or Volkswagen. I don't remember. Anyway, he was a contractor, did stuff for them. But that couldn't have been you if you just got your ticket a week or so ago. So, yeah, seems to be a lot of IT guys that flock to the ham hobby. I'm also in IT, so it's not surprising hearing another one out here. I think Captain Don has it next.
Yeah, I'm actually a retired pipefitter. Also retired fishing charter captain. Charters for lake surgeons in the St. Clair River. Had health issues after treating antibiotics and pulsed and of course, we retired 2 years early. I've been retired 30 years and out, 51. But anyway, that's why you did the captain down.
Copy that, Donald. I caught most of your transmission, but it was very popcorn-y and distant at times. So I heard that you're a pipe fitter, you do, you're a fishing charter captain, and you like to talk to astronauts, and you have a YouTube video, YouTube channel. So yeah, that's very interesting. It's nice to meet you. I've heard your name and call sign out here several times, and I have it written down maybe two or three times on this piece of paper, just because I'm that disorganized. But yeah, it's nice to meet you, and it's fantastic to be in this hobby. I'm really enjoying it. I enjoy meeting new people and learning new things. So thanks for being so welcoming.
radio's cooked, dude. All your connections are tight. Something's not right. It's not like you're across the room. Phil, what do you want? Are you on that node? I forgot to ask you. How's that been working?
No, currently, well, since I'm at work and right underneath the Romeo Tower, I'm on that, just on a handheld. The node is working great, though. I was listening in, was it this morning when I got here, because I think it was the East Coast Reflector net, trying to entice, like I said, a couple guys at work to go get their ham ticket. But, yeah, it's working good. Yeah, I was going to say, I was hoping it just wasn't me, but Captain Don was sounding pretty rough. It was hard to make it out. I didn't know if it was just me because I had trucks coming back, but I guess it's not since you were hearing it too.
Don?
Yeah, I'm
checking his connection
here.
I know what he's going through. Right, his phone doesn't sound right, and you got to chase down what the problem is. But yeah, I don't know. He's usually sounding really good, so I don't know what happened. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, copy that. I actually got another radio today that I don't have set up yet. It's a Radiata DB25 Pro that I want to set up in the house. When I have like a 3 or 4 foot antenna, I got to hook up to this thing. You guys have any suggestions on where I need to put this thing? Do you think I could get away with putting it on a shelf in the house or something, or should I try and stick it up in the attic or something? KFA EDQ for radio identification purposes.
Hey, DDF. I've got a Comet GP3 in my attic, and I don't have any issues with it. Granted, it's up from the ground. It's up almost 20 feet. But, yeah, I mean, the higher you get it, the better. And I don't know what kind of roof you have and whatnot, but I would say if you can mount it in the attic with one of those, like, $13 and kind of mass things you can get off Amazon, that's all I use was, like, a... There's a cheap satellite dish holder, basically. I mounted it to that and then ran coax down to my desk. It's all a matter of how crazy you want to get. But the DB20G, which I think is the predecessor for that radio, is a phenomenal radio, so you're going to be pretty happy with that one. You could also try just getting a mag mount and a mobile. So if you ever want to pop that in your car, that's another option.
Yeah, copy that. I've got handhelds for, like, using outside and whatnot, but a lot of times I'm sitting at my desk in the house, and I want to be able to talk on the radio and be heard clearly, so I don't know. Maybe I'll mess with a couple of configurations, and I'll be calling out for radio checks at some point there.
Yeah, there's a ton of different stuff you can do. Like, I have mine set up with the antenna in the attic and then a mobile on my desk, but then I can also set that mobile up to crossband repeat, so then I transmit from my handheld into my mobile base station on one frequency, and then it transmits out to the repeater on another frequency. So I can still be around the yard using low power and a handheld instead of being stuck at my desk. So, or you can do the all-star node route. I mean, there's a ton of different ways, so... That's the fun of ham. You can, just try stuff, figure out what works for you.
Yeah, copy that. I'll figure out what'll work. I'll get back to monitoring. I'll just get back to listening here for a little while here, but I'll be clear and monitoring. I'll let you guys chit chat. It's been really nice to meet you guys. This is KFA EDQ, and my name is Mike from Saginaw.
All right, Mike. Good talking to you. I'll catch you later.
Good talking, Mike.
Phil, if you go out there, go ahead and hand it down. Peace out. Phil,
I might have doubled on you, Dakota. Is Captain Don still there? Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I get out at 8, it's probably a little later than you guys chit-chat. Probably all already at work. But, yeah, I'll see if I can jump on tomorrow night. I'll be at home, so see if I can catch you guys on the drive home. So, good talking to you. We'll talk to you again. K8TMR. Be clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
WHDPT, text King, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, one more check, WHDPT, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 watts.
W-A-S-E-A-D. Kind of hearing you, but a little raspy.
Yeah, I'm trying to troubleshoot an issue. I thought it was my mobile radio, and now I'm hooked up to my mobile antenna with an HP of 10 watts, and I don't think it's sounding any better, I don't think. I'm not sure, though.
That did come through a bit better there.
Alright, yeah. So maybe it's possibly T-Mobile Radio, the TYT MP9600. Because this is a TYT UV390 Plus HD hooked up to my mobile antenna. And it was real bad before. I don't know how long you've been listening.
I'm just coming in closer to the repeater right now. I'm actually just on a 10 watt with a whip.
All right, well now you heard me like this. I'm going to hook it back up to my mobile. Give me a minute or so, and we'll see if there's any difference.
I've been listening for a while. You sound pretty bad. It sounds a lot better.
Alright, so this is definitely better. So this is 10 watts on an HD through mobile antenna. So it's not the antenna, it's not my antenna switch. It's obviously the MD9600 radio. Weird.
Yeah, you don't sound in comparison, you don't sound as good as what you normally sound like, but it's better than what it was with what you were on.
Alright, I'm gonna hook it back up to the mobile antenna and just see if there's any change. The mobile radio. Give me a second here. WHDPT. Alright, WHDPT on the mobile radio, mobile antenna. I'm curious if it sounds any better now, because I did have my clear note on, and I shut that off, and it's, in the truck, so. If for some reason it's better now, that may have had something to do with it, but how's it sound?
Got you a lot clearer now.
Okay, so this sounds good now. No problems, no bacon fry, no nothing.
Just a hair of the fry at the end there.
All right, so now, how about now? Did it change at all? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Keeps coming better each time.
Okay, now I'm going to plug in his clear note. I got to give a minute for it to boot up, though, and we'll see if that was the interference or not.
All right, I'm just pulling into the driveway now. KFA, EAP. I'm still listening, though.
All right, well, the clear note is powering up, so if it was going to interfere, I would assume that it probably would be interfering right now. So. Any change?
Getting some more background in there.
Alright, so I'm going to keep talking, and I'm right now I have the clear note plugged in. I'm going to pull it out, the power right now. So now the clear note power is pulled out. Did it change?
Not a whole lot of noticeable change, but did clear up just a hair there.
All right, but right now it's sounding decent from, you know, like, I don't know, 1 to 10, 10 being perfect. What do you think you got right now?
Got about a 7 right now.
All right, all I can think is that clear note might have been interfering. I didn't even think about that. So, cool. All right, thanks. I think you said you're at your destination, so thanks for coming back to me, and I'll text you later on. WH.
Talk to you later. KFA, DAP.
I added back the... Sorry, wrong one.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees.
This is KFA EDQ and I'm monitoring. KF8BOT.
Good evening, 2000 hours, showers, 56 degrees.
KF8DRC, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Detroit, Rock City. Jack, are you listening? This is KF8EDQ.
is KFA-EDQ, and I'm clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, showers, 55 degrees.
KF8S, WCPT, got a copy?
Yep, I hear ya. Sound normal now.
Yes, all right, maybe that fixed the problem reflash in the firmware. I'll have to try the satellites later. I got frustrated with it, and I got lucky right before I gave up that version 5 was what I needed. And then, I didn't get the update to catch that, but I'll give that a shot. All right, cool. I'll see you over at the other one. WATBP.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 55 degrees.